Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that dude, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
I do not deserve such accolades. But if you're going to give them to me, I'll take them. I also go by the Chocolate Boy Wonder. But that's a different kind of the
my
Chocolate
man,
Boy
my,
Wonder.
My man. So what
man,
it do, bro?
How you doing? Man, listen, listen. It's another Friday Eve. It's Epiphany Radio. It's Van Meadows. It's John Robinson. It's Poetic. It's Wise Son. It's the Get Down. And I'm so glad to be here, bro. How you making out?
I'm making out pretty good. Just recovering, you know. If I seem out of character tonight, I'm highly medicated, just so y'all know. But
if you're here.
If you happen to be listening in, I am here. I am here. If you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to partake in this third episode of the Get Down Poetry Idol, please press 1. But there's a special announcement. It has all come down to this. Several poets that have contested bid their pieces tonight will determine one winner who will host the Get Down for the entire month of April. It's on the line. The pressure is building. The time is now. Let me introduce, ladies and gentlemen, to your judges. First up, we have that essentially one, Janice. Hey, darling.
Essentially, hey. Janice, hello.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday
Eve. Happy Friday Eve, baby.
Happy
How you
Friday
doing?
Eve. Yes.
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Poetic, I'm glad to hear you feeling better.
I'm glad to be feeling better. It was touch and go. Today was a different kind of day. Let me just tell you. But before we get into all of that, I'm glad you're feeling better as well. Now.
What happened to her?
Listen, I have drama of my own. I think we were both at the hospital at the same time, maybe.
Yeah, we were.
But
I'm back.
Now y'all having dates at the hospital. I see what this is.
Right.
I got to get
states
sick to rock with
states.
Y'all. I gotta get sick just to hang out with y'all. Okay, go on.
Nah, you don't want this.
Tell us what
Whoa.
Happened.
Just a little scare. I was only there for a few hours. Just a little
scare.
I was only
medicated for one day. You clipped your pinky toe again, right? It's okay.
Nah.
It's okay. I've clipped my pinky toe in the past too.
That's not honestly, I have done that though. No lie.
That's
what happens when you have kids that have toys laying around. But yeah, all is well now.
It's okay. It's okay. You're still here. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's the best part.
Now.
Welcome. Go ahead, man.
The next judge we have. The gifted
is?
One, also known as Divine Demon. What's good with you, bro?
What's going down? How y'all feeling tonight?
Double D. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's good, bro?
I'm good, man. glad for, as you call it, J-Rob, Thursday. I mean, Friday Eve. Can't wait till Friday evening.
Yes,
but,
sir.
You know, we're here.
Hey, hey, hey. It's down the block at a red light waiting to come up the street.
should I Dig wait it. For it or can I go get it early?
No, nah, no, nah, let it come
early.
To you,
go
baby.
Get it early.
Let it come to
no,
you.
No,
nah, let it
no,
come to
go
you.
Get it early.
It's better, man, it's better when you just let it come to you. You appreciate it more. Because when you go after it, it don't happen the way you want it to happen. But when it comes to you, you're like, oh, this is what Friday looks like. Okay. That's how I live my week. When I get to work and everyone's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, it's almost Friday.
Even on Monday, you say
almost
that, right?
Friday. I say that every single Monday morning. It's almost Friday.
Almost Friday. I like it.
Because the get down is coming up.
I like it.
And then it's Friday. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I believe I'm going to use that. So you're a very wise man, J-Rob. I'm going to have to use that one day. See how it fits.
I be trying. They be ignoring me, but I be trying.
Hey, man,
I'm humbled that y'all are here.
Yeah, absolutely. I second that. Before we continue on, may we take a pause and give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, for Epiphany Radio. And tonight's show is also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average?
Why be average?
Be
raw.
Raw.
You can be raw. Hold up, I got mine.
Dave,
y'all got yours?
I got mine. Y'all got yours?
Absolutely. I sure do.
I was featured on Facebook. I got mine.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all
something
need to get yours.
You got to get yours.
It's something. Matter of fact, we should put that on the shirt, man. There's something about those raw links.
Absolutely. I know somebody. But I got to go to the judges for a second, man, and see how they are feeling about tonight. The excitement is building. The anticipation is flowing. How do y'all feel? Essentially, Johnny's, how are you feeling about tonight?
I'm definitely excited. I know they're going to bring their best. I'm listening to you say that they're hosting for the whole month of April. I didn't even realize that.
They are giving
the reins of the creative control. We will be co-hosts. We will make sure that the flow of the show goes, you know, they don't have to worry about the book. All they got to do is come with the creativity, what they want the callers to do, what the show is going to be about, promote it, and man.
I'm here
Divine
for it.
Demon, what
I'm
you
here
think
for
about
it.
That? What do you think about that, Divine Demon?
As Johnny said, I'm excited as well. I'm really anxious to see who wins, and it's a really, really, really tough decision on the judges' part. So it's going to be hard, but the one who wins is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'll put it that way. So.
Yeah,
I think pans up. And it's even harder to keep a tally. So, given that Cynthia Johnny's a lot of credit in that category, because I couldn't do it, but, you know,
absolutely.
I have the right journal this time too.
wonderful.
The essentially Johnny's has been kind enough to keep accurate records of whose scores are saying what. So it's making it a little easier for us to keep tally as opposed to getting in our feelings. I'm animated for tonight, and I'm so happy that y'all are here.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, in that breath, tonight we're going to let Divine Demon kick us off with his piece for tonight. Divine Demon, you ready to get down, bro?
I think I am.
Let's go ahead and
I got a little
get on down.
Small piece. And I'm sorry, earlier I didn't say hello to Essentially Johnny, so I'm going to dedicate this piece to her.
Right.
Watch out there now.
Okay. Sit back.
What if I could? What if I could write a story about your sexiness, then write a thesis on your inner thighs? Or maybe I would script poetry on your paradise. Perhaps draw a roadmap on your amazing mounds. What if I could serenade you with sweet sonnets and parade you around like promising perfection? What if I could hover over the horizon of your heartbeat? What if I could erase the epidermis of your ego as we exit to eternity, then lick the left part of your luscious labia like a lap of lavender luxury? What if I could swallow your sweetness as you surrender to my servitude, then tickle the tip of your tantamount as we tussle in a torrid tale of tastiness? What if I could place perfect pronunciation on your pearly gates of pleasure, then wallow in the waves of overwhelming and wicked wetness? Ha! Would you speak in tongues to your testimony, as my talent is too much to tame? Finally, I would carve my initials in the chambers of your heart, so with every loved up swish, you could feel my impact, like your life dependent on it. If I could write a story about your sexiness, would you open your mind as wide as the seven seas and allow me to write until we're both pleased? And now I have finally essentially been exposed by your essence. In peace, divine demon. What if I could?
Whoa.
I just passed out. Man, that was beautiful.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Let me say this as if I lived in Greenwich Village. Damn, Danny.
Right?
That's what we doing.
Right.
Poetry.
Janice, what did you think of that dedication?
Listen, my cheeks hurt right now. My cheeks hurt. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. And I love poetry. About poetry or that uses all of those terms, but you had me at writing a thesis on an NSI. Like I was done. I was already laid out flat. That was beautiful. Thank you.
My man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I had to. Real quick, last week I did a Krista gifted piece, so I had to show the world and let her know what I call the divine demon. So that's what the piece was about.
Can you write a piece to me and Van next time?
Hey, man, listen. This.
Just don't bite my thighs, Daddy. Just don't bite my thighs.
Right. I love this piece, bro, because I love what you did with the letters of the alphabet and used the words to match those letters in each line, bro. You know I love that kind of writing, and you are one of the writers that do it superbly, and that's what this piece is. This piece is superbly superb, bro. Phenomenal ink, bro.
I appreciate it, and I'm glad you caught the vein. You are
you already know. You
pick up on that. Yeah.
You already know. Wise son.
This piece was perfectly penned, eloquently quilled, divinely dripped, and at the end of everything, hotter than a helicopter crashing in lava. This was really dope.
Yeah,
this I enjoyed. And I like how you play with words, bro. It's like a juggling act, and everyone's like, how the hell is he doing it?
Y'all didn't miss Essentially wasn't in it, all right?
Yeah, we heard the Essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure
we know what that is. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My bad, brother. And it was exquisitely essential in its execution while delivering in such a divine way. That's what I wanted to
That's phenomenal, man.
Fantastic.
Love it. Essentially Janice. Mm, mm, mm. Are you ready?
I'm here.
To get up now.
I do. excuse me.
And I'm hoping your piece is about me and Van. I'm just
well, I have a cause piece.
Go ahead and get on down.
I have a cause piece, yeah. So this is for tomorrow, April the 1st, in one of my autism communities. April the 1st is a day of remembrance for those we've lost due to elopement. So that's what this piece is about. And the title is Indigo. Jet black. Water slapping like ink spilling on jagged rocks. Subdued and muffled voices in the distance. In clusters along the shores of the darkest blue. First light highlights dulled hope on bright orange vests, dispersing vast search parties determined to find you. Recovering you is like drowning, slipping into what hollow feels like. Indigo, voices echoing in layers throughout the night, calling you by name, your first and your last. White lights, bright circles moving and casting beams, bursting scary witnesses that cannot speak of you. Searching for you sounds like cracking sticks and the distraction of crunching leaves. Royal blue, eyes bouncing from and to another locked window, silently checklisting each closed door, pausing and then dissolving through the one that isn't. The direction I choose to run in might take me farther from you. Losing you feels like vomiting violently in arms that shouldn't be empty. Sky blue, peeking through our favorite shades of green, barefoot, lying in grass, warmed by the sun. My son is so much like me. He sees the world as is, but differently. Knowing you is like learning in ways I was supposed to and treading water, essentially.
Yo, this is a beautiful, beautiful tribute piece. And the way that you talk about Indigo throughout the piece as you dedicate this piece, it's just a brilliant write, and I know your affinity for color in your pieces, and
yeah.
This is another testimony to your pen, Dynamic Ink, Dynamic Ink, Divine Demon.
All right, I was trying to take notes as she was speaking, but it was so beautiful. It was hard, but. Two lines really caught my attention, and it was weird because it was at the beginning and the end. And when she said water slapping like ink, my mind went a whole different direction. And I was thinking about water coming from somewhere else, and I could actually kind of picture water hitting rocks and just like kind of like a waterfall. But when she said slapping, I'm like, no, I'm thinking about secretions, and she said water, so it can't be slapping like ink. So, yeah, I was almost drunk off of that one line when she said water slapping like ink. The very last line, no, I'm sorry, not the very last one. You said knowing you was like what? Can you repeat that, please?
Knowing you is like learning in ways I was supposed to.
Yeah, that was heavy right there. Beautiful,
yeah.
beautiful piece. The tone to me was so serene. And the cadence was perfect. Okay, check this out. I could actually picture her doing that piece, and I'm sitting down chilling, listening to it. While I'm smoking like a real fat, and I don't really get high, but smoking a real fat joint, listen to some, and just really, really groove. That's the deal for me. It was an immaculate piece, very immaculate.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I can
You're
dig
welcome.
It. Why, son?
This is the kind of poetry that I have to listen to with concert violins playing. You heard violins in that song mm-hmm. A Change Gonna Come, if you listen to the violins and The Change Gonna Come before he goes into the song, that's what I'm listening to when I'm hearing this piece that you just delivered.
I got to pull that up.
In the same way that you delivered it.
Gotcha.
In the same cadence that you delivered it.
Say it's all right.
Yeah, sorry. I'm calling myself trying to
play I didn't
that.
Play that song?
No, that was me trying to pull it up on the fly.
When you pull up A Change Gonna Come, you'll have
yeah.
those violins,
okay.
and those make so much sense to this.
Yeah.
At the same time, listening to you spit that, I can also hear Marvin Gaye in the background singing a cappella. There's a song I'll put in the event page of him singing a cappella, and it's not loud. It's just you doing this piece in the exact same manner. In the background, you can hear Marvin, and he's like, I know a man ain't supposed to cry. And it just goes from there. And you just hear, I heard it through the grapevine while you're doing this whole piece. And all you're hearing is, 'cause I heard it through the grapevine. And that's all you're hearing. And you continue your piece, 'cause I heard it through the grapevine. And it just makes so much sense while the violins are playing. This was an excellent piece for me. I can drift off and see so many different things while it's going through.
I
love
like
it.
That. Thank you.
Van Meadows, what say you?
I already gave mine. I gave mine first because I just couldn't wait. Sorry.
you jumped the gun with all the compliments, but I'm like, what
I
do
did.
You really think?
It's just something about she is one of the artists that when she starts doing this color thing, it makes me really in tune and really holds my attention because I want to hear every single solitary thing that she has to say about the color and the content of her piece. And I'm never left disappointed. Never. So I thank you for that.
And I put your song that I'm talking about in the event page, both of them.
Okay, cool.
All right, Wise Son, you're up, my brother.
Oh, it's my turn. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do like Chris because this piece is dedicated to... I'm so kidding. All right, dig this. My piece is entitled Voices. Not long, but it's entitled Voices. I found my voice when my voice wasn't enough to convey what I wanted to say. And on any day, I found a way to communicate all the voices that spoke to me in my head that was spinning in a vortex, keeping my emotions in check. My voice. I found my voice to be mild-mannered, wilding out, or well-defined while in a New York state of mind. Found how to express my steps and not regress, pointing to success when my written voice wouldn't digress, just manifest, a thought process that allowed me to release my inner beast. You see, I found my voice, not for you, but to notice me. Because when I found my voice, I was free to be me. I found a way to keep me in check because my voice was shaped by a pen and a pad and what came out next was pure. That's when I found my voice. I found that my voice had its own allure. And magically enough, what came out was poetry and peace.
Divine Demon. What do you think of his piece?
Love it. I love the title. I love the concept. J-Rob is smooth, always smooth. It surprised me because when he said I found my voice, it kind of reminded me of me because I call myself, as you said, kind of cool, calm, and collected, but then poetry makes me more, I guess, more outspoken, if you put it that way. But when he said I found my voice in poetry, it really hit home. So, like I said, it's just very, very smooth piece, very, very tranquil. But at the same time, it describes him, but it also touches on how poetry makes him a stronger speaker, if you want to put it that way. So I really can relate to it. So I dug the whole piece, as Jay Roberts say. I dig it.
Mommy.
Essentially, Janice.
This really resonated with me. As many comments that I get about my voice, and sometimes I worry about it being lost. And so I'm listening to the lines in this piece, and it was empowering for me personally. There was a line about being mild-mannered, but then finding ways to express your steps. That was kind of like my journal. Like, I feel like you've been peeking through my pages a little bit here, sir. This is low-key that shit. This is low-key my story. But I love this. I love this. I can't wait to read it because I'm sure you're going to post it on the page, right?
Without question.
Hopefully. Yes.
Without question.
Yes. I love this piece, though. Thank you for sharing this. Beautiful.
Most welcome. And thank you. And thank you, Javon.
Wise.
Appreciate you both.
Wise son, my brother. This piece is a phenomenal piece of writing, bro. Your quill is flying pretty high right now in this piece. And the fact that you're using your ink to express the voice that you found is pretty dynamic and empowering. Because I know somewhere someone has heard this piece and maybe they've stopped writing, but now they found a reason to write again. Because of your voice through your pen that you found and you've shared with us. So thank you, good brother, for this phenomenal ink.
I truly appreciate you. Thank you for that, man. Thank all three of you. I'm very humble. Very, very, very humble. Like, this is something I've kept in the archives for a hot minute. And I figure since we're doing this type of show, let me pull something that I haven't shared with anyone. And
wow.
It's short, but I'm trying to get it to the point where people can say, you can appreciate where someone's going when they have a journey to sail with their poetry. So I thank you all.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank
but
you,
Van
bro.
Meadows. Don't think we're going to sit here and enjoy all this lusciousness by ourselves when it comes to poetry. If you don't mind, sir, all three of us are going to take a step back behind the mic. Don't swing at us. Just go up to the mic. And please, do us a favor. And would you mind, go on and get on down.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. The title of this piece is called Hidden Abundant Avoidance. Searching through the present time and space, I'm wondering if you will ever exist and become that peace. My mental capacity to consistently absorb residual disappointments blends with my mystical words of strange commitments to channel this energy frequency, unknown to the reality of normal thought patterns of consistency. Do you even understand what you do to my psyche? With repeated echoes of please, just try me, so I can be engulfed and addicted to your patterns, so high that I'm levitating above the rings of Saturn, while the heat signature that flows through my temperature is reminiscent of Mars. My fire is hotter than the whiskey from bars, but I'm still searching for my thirst to be quenched. My heart's been drenched with heavy doses of pain and hurt, I've yet to determine what's worst, the physical pain of letting go or the emotional pain of not wanting to let go. So, yeah, I just keep looking while the flame still burns, hoping that somewhere out there the galaxy has some life form that elevates me beyond the norm. Since my scorching heated flames has a way of accepting the blame, so forgive me if I wonder if you truly exist, or if you're just a fabricated myth. Some say you're so strong, and others suggest that you're fragile all along. My soul is empty because you've drained me. Clearly the drought in the pouring amount of devastation is clearly shutting down my neurons. I can give you a lyrical barrage of metaphors, but come on. When will you make yourself present and accounted for? I need and yearn more. How long do you hover over the earth of my heart before you really start? Stop hiding in the avoidance of a time where your presence is required to make an appearance so I can accept the abundance of your essence. In peace.
Van, there are times, nope, not me. Divine Demon, what do you think?
Okay, let me try to. It was so smooth all the way through, but a couple lines caught my attention. Van, when you said that line to my mental capacity, can you finish that one line?
Which line, bro?
When you said my mental capacity is doing something.
Okay. My mental capacity to searching through the present time and space. I'm wondering if you will ever exist and become that peace. My mental capacity to consistently absorb your residual disappointments blends with mystical words of strange commitments.
Okay. And then one more when you said shutting down my neurons.
That's a little further down. Okay. Shutting down my neurons. I can give you a lyrical barrage of metaphors, but come on. When will you make yourself present and accounted for? I need and yearn more.
Man, that's so damn cold. All I'm gonna say is, Gerard, can you imagine how smooth that you gotta be if she shuts down your neurons?
I'm trying to tell you. That's like someone saying, "Would you mind if I borrowed a couple of rays of sunlight just so that I could walk next to you and enjoy what this might feel like?"
Yeah, I mean he turned into Pimp Daddy Slim, like the second I turned mine down. here's my real here's what I really call it. It was cosmic. It was cool. It was climactic. It was spitting like a mofo. It was a straight up genius piece.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's simply Janice. Yeah. What do you think?
That was definitely smooth. It was like we were kind of eavesdropping and on a private conversation between you and this person. You have a way of speaking of like pain, but there's hope. So like hope prevails when you speak
mm-hmm.
like this. Like this is so beautifully written, and it was heartfelt. I absolutely loved it.
Thank you. I'm humbled.
I like that. As for me, Van, I'm of the opinion that there are times that you actually take your arm off and let your arm just write while you go do something else. So your arm is writing and what the rest of your body has been feeling, and then you come back and you're like, so this is how you feel? And your hand does the thumbs up sign, like, yeah. Excuse me, this is really, really, really good. And
thank
I've
you,
said
bro.
To you on more than one occasion, I read this a few times. just to appreciate the gravity of where you was going. And there's times that you put words together, it's like you're wearing them before you share them. This is just an outstanding piece of poetry, and I appreciate what you did.
Thank you, my good brother. I'm humbled. I appreciate all of you.
Excellent.
All right. All right. Enough about me. Enough about us.
Yeah, enough about Van.
Enough. It is time. It is time for the Get Down Poetry Idol. Oh, man.
Agreed.
It's happening.
Agreed.
It's happening.
Agreed.
I can feel it.
Agreed.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, come on now.
Oh,
it's building.
God.
Come on now.
It's building.
Ooh-wee. I'm not sure they ready. I'm sorry.
Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for the first idol?
Yes, let's go.
Contestants. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up for his piece, C-Double for Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's
Hello.
Good, bro?
This is incredible. Did not expect to be the first. And I need to say something to essentially Johnny's.
Uh-oh. What did I do?
I need to be Big Brother Sugarfoot to you. Because you're dangerous. You got men just slobbering on you right now after what you did with that poem. And I'm like, when you're hot, gorilla, shoot your shot, you're dynamite, child. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're going to make me put that wig on.
Oh, my gosh.
I got the base. I got first base.
Yeah. Who's on first? That's what I want to know. Anyway, how are y'all doing? Divine Demon, how you doing? Poetic and J-Rob, how are you doing?
Doing good,
hey,
man. I'm good, brother.
I get a chance to hang out with...
Go ahead, J-Rob.
No, finish, B. No. You first, bro.
I was just going to say, I was feeling your Larry Blackman, man. I was getting ready to put on my old cameo album.
Yeah, I had the hairstyle. I just didn't wear that red cod piece. I ain't doing that. I'm sorry. No. I will not get away with it. No.
That's for sure.
I was going to say, he sounded like my inner Arsenio Hall when he was like, "Yo, love makes me say ow.
Ow."
Well, welcome to the show, big brother. Welcome.
Ow.
Ben,
I had to delay it out there, you know. I'm here, bro. I had to delay it out.
He had the delayed out.
Yeah, I was delayed. It was a delay. It's good to have you, bro. Good to have you, bro. I don't know about you, man, but listen, we are excited to hear what you got for the Get Down Poetry Idol. So, my brother, are you ready? Are you ready to wow the judges with your piece? Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is called Go Home to Your Husband. Go home to your husband. We have a history. And I see your message checking up on me. It's after 11 at night central, past midnight, where you are. You ask how I'm doing and how have I been. You got my attention. I'm a nice guy, but I shouldn't have responded. Go home to your husband. Does he know about me? Is he that secure? He should be wondering, like myself, if I was still yours. Why you contact another man? To satisfy curiosities? Especially someone who was known for sexing you to orgasmic satisfaction and rocking you to sleep. Go home to your husband. You know I'm married, right? Did you forget you are too? I didn't help produce your offspring. Didn't you say he was a good man? You said the same about me. So is he my carbon copy replacement? What's the reasons you got me on your mind? Because I did things the way he can't. Go home to your husband. Consider you as a friend, but no more will you enjoy the position of best. I was selfish in letting you have control here, and even all that good sex couldn't hold me. That was the only thing we had in common which made me lonely. Until an old flame brought me out my doldrums, you're oblivious. Because you refuse to see I'm different. Still living in the past, remembering how you used to ride my private dick shaft. You're damn right I spit that. Go on now. Back to him. You know, your husband. Don't be petty like Richard chasing me round trees. I've got nothing to do with your life's trajectory, so don't try to make this about me. Let's be honest, you want me to tap that panther, which you named the Carolina, as you pant and scream through multiple orgasms. Keep pounding. I've got a woman so fine, Ray Charles would be cured of blindness, and she's my wife, who I am proud of. Yes, I remember where your mouth has been. Go home to your husband. Do I mean to be ugly? No. But really, though, you want what you thought was coming. That's not my plan anymore. Me and you are not functioning. It's 3 a.m. Go home to your husband. And another thing, I'm from now on not available. He's a good man, and that's where your tail should show. And I can hear you now. I've taken all of this time. Then why are you trying to talk to me until the break of dawn? Go home. Don't slap me. Because I'm not in the mood. That's that piece.
Wow. Okay then, bro. Okay. Estancia Janice, you get to judge first.
I'm over here dying. Oh, my God. Oh, man. The whole Carolina Panthers section, I was in here screaming. I'm so glad I had this on mute. That was awesome. I love it when you write like this, when you go all in. Yeah, this is a ball. I loved it.
Thank you.
Are you competing? Are we doing scores?
I'm
now?
Never competing.
Hey, what are we doing? Oh, facts. Because
yeah.
You already told her. You already told her, look, you can't. Just go home to your husband.
Said, I'm
no
always competing. What the hell?
My bad.
All right. Yeah, I loved it.
Thank you.
What score you got for him?
Going with a 5.
5. Ooh, I love it. Divine Demon.
Love the title. When he said, don't be petty like Richard Roundtree, that was just so dope. I don't even use that term. That was my lie, too, bro.
That was my lie, too.
That was dope with a capital D and a capital E at the end. And at first, it was kind of interesting because I thought I was sticking to a side piece, but then when he said they both are married, I hope you can appreciate to see that. But when you said the whole piece, when you said both of y'all were married, reminded me of that. Remember that song by Entombé, You, Me, and He?
Yes.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that song when you were spitting. I was like, that is so smooth, immaculately written, but it was supremely savage at the same time. To give it a number, I want to say a 10, but we can't go that high. So I'm going to give you a 5 plus, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wise son.
C-Double, got a question. What was the piece that you did last week?
Piece that I did last week. Wow. It was so many, I forgot.
Then let me ask you this. Did it have a sexual innuendo to it?
It might have.
Okay.
Yeah, it might have. Mm-hmm.
I dug this piece because you know me, I get visions. So as you're doing this piece, it's like she's trying to kiss her brother on the neck, and he's like, go home to your husband. And she's kissing the brother, and she's trying to sit on his lap, and he's like, I keep trying to tell you, go home to your husband. He buttons up blouse a little bit, and he's like, I keep trying to tell you, you're not ready for where I'm going. Go home to your husband. And then she finally is like, well, I'm finna do all this. And he's like, go home to your husband because I'm just not in the mood. Oh. That was really cool how you put that together. I dug that.
Thank you. I dug it.
I wanted to pull back because I was like, wait a minute, didn't he do something sexual the last time? Which is why I was like, what was the piece you did last week? And I know we can't listen to that playback, but since I can't, I got to give you a 5. If I heard the playback, I might have given you a 4. But because you said so many dope things in here, like, you know, home to your husband, I got to rock with you on this. I got to get out of 5.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Van Meadows.
Absolutely. C-Double, it was the opening line for me. And, man, that Richard Roundtree line for me, too. My brother. I'm going to give it a 5 because the wordplay units and the metaphors was sick. And you have this way of mixing in a lot of truth in your pieces. And we could actually see it happening. So, yeah, I got to give you a 5 on this piece, bro. Dynamite Inc.
Thank you. Because this was a true story about a high school sweetheart trying to get in with me after we used to do it way back in the day. Dang, I sounded like Ronnie DeVoe, me and the crew used to do it. Yeah, you sound like that. Dang, that's bad.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Now you know.
Me and the fellas.
Damn. Y'all giving me flashbacks, shoot.
Lord,
well, brother,
Lord.
Get you, Blue, that was a perfect score, man. Congratulations, man. We will get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, because it's going down.
It's hot in here tonight,
baby.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I don't run into Will Smith so I can sound like Slick Rick, you know, punching him in the belly and to get him a swap, you know. I don't want to do that.
All right,
anyway,
bro.
Send me over there. One
love,
it,
bro.
One mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, C-34 music, y'all. Oh, man. All right, man. This is how we're kicking it off tonight, man. I love it, man. Are y'all ready for the next contestant?
Mm-hmm. I am, but let's say something.
Go ahead, bro.
We're asking people to bring that creativity. You know how you and I do, Van. We're asking people to stretch that pen. So I'm curious to find out how far people are going to take it, because the similarities in subject matter means you didn't. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I'm curious to hear what we're going to hear. Please bring on the next person. Please do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, your next contestant on the Get Down Poetry Idol, Amelia T. Davis. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Blessings.
Peace
and blessings unto you as well.
So, you got a question for me?
Well, no, we don't actually have a question. You know what we're doing. The only thing is the question that would come up is your piece locked, loaded, and ready?
Yes, it is. This is called Blue Monster.
Then if that be the case, allow us all to step back and allow you the chance to go ahead and get on down.
So again, the name of this piece is Blue Monster. Turbulence in the streets, shots fired, another laying in a pool of blood, murder by the Blue Monster. Black lives discarded like garbage. Hatred and fear running rampant. So many tears, a river of sorrow. Anger and devastation coursing through the community. The innocent falling into the graves. As the blue monster continues his reign of terror, walking free to spread the bereavement. Color is a sad factor, one race against another. Mortality overwhelming the immaculate. All trust lost when blood is spilled on the daily. Maliciousness towards the chase. How long will the juries be naive, allowing the monster freedom? When will love and compassion procure the day? Seize the righteous conduct. Bring the murders to a permanent conclusion. Allow faith and respect to be restored. Bring the blue monsters to justice. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Divine Demon.
Wow. I like the title. The title caught my attention, and I'm going to have to admit, when you first said Blue Monster, I was thinking about the movie Blue Pills, but I shouldn't be sending out this on this radio. But on another note, it was strong, conscious, real, a little different than what I expected from you, but I was proud of it. So let me give you a 5, just for the different direction you took with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Essentially, Janice.
Hey, so yeah, I am in agreement with Divine Demon. I was intrigued by the title. You came out the gate with so much fire. You talked about anger coursing through the community. The line that grabbed me was when you said that all trust is lost when blood is spilled on the daily. This is a fire piece. I love that it was different. You came out strong. I'm going with a 5 for you as well.
Thank you.
Why, son?
I genuinely like this piece. Genuinely like this piece a whole lot. I dig the subject matter and how it's put together. But let me dive back, because you did consciousness already. And this is riding that same wave of consciousness. This was actually better than the last conscious piece that you did. I like this piece a lot more. But you're still riding on the wave and that up and down of consciousness. And while I'm still digging this piece on that consciousness, I got to give this a 4. But I like this piece a lot. But I know your talent, and I know that I know there's something in you haven't given us yet. But with this riding on the wave of consciousness that we've already gotten from you, I got to give this a 4. But it's still a dope-ass piece.
Thank you.
You know, prize me. Delivery, content. She was very strong in her delivery. I, too, was intrigued by that title. I had no idea what direction you were going in. But once you've gotten to the flow of this piece and I felt your passion in it, I dig the content, I was like, man, this is a fire piece. I'm going to disagree with my co-host there, and I'm going to give it a 5 because it was strong. This is the last round, and you decided that you were going to come in and you were going to set the mic afire tonight, and you did just that. So forget Simon Cowell over there. This is a great piece.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. Now get on over there to that Get Down dance floor and enjoy the rest of the show.
I certainly
will. One love,
will.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thanks for coming through. Shout out to Simon Cowell.
Yo. She's right. Shout out to Simon Cowell. Man, she really, she, listen, listen, she came to perform tonight.
Yeah, she did.
She came to perform tonight. She's staking her claim. Like, look here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in this contest. I'm here. I'm in this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Man,
I love
man
it.
Being soft. Yeah,
I love it.
Being soft.
I love it.
No sweat. I'll be
that's
Simon Cowell.
It's okay. It's okay, Simon Cowell. It's okay. It's okay. But,
yeah. Stop. But, y'all guys, stop being soft. But it's okay. Stop being soft. It's okay. Like every week, we're supposed to get you know grittier and grittier. But I get it. I get it. And I didn't say it was whack. I didn't say the refusal was whack at all. It wasn't whack. But I get you. I get you. Randy Jackson.
It's
go ahead.
All right. It's all right. It's all right.
Go ahead, dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down, and we're having the Get Down Poetry Idol with your hosts, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, and our guest judges hosting with us tonight. We have Essentially Janice and Divine Demon. How y'all doing over there at the judges' table? Y'all doing all right?
Doing great.
Feeling good, man. Feeling really, really good.
Excellent.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Davis, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, J. Rob. How you feeling, bro?
It's Simon Cowell to you, sir. I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Forgive me. Forgive me, Simon. Forgive me, Simon. I won't let it happen again. Are we ready to keep this party going?
Very much so.
Hey, man, listen, we have entrant into this competition known as Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I was on mute, man. Everything's good. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. I'm glad you unmuted.
It has been. Like, where you been? You been on vacation, brother? Like, what the hell? Where you
been?
Look, I got a pick on this shoulder and an axe on the other one. That's all I'm trying to say.
I hear you, bro. I hear you.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you with that. Welcome to the game,
sir. And I didn't even
know
if I had a contest or whatever this is going on, but this is sounding good.
Hey, you're here, so regardless what's going on, it's going to be good. You're here.
Right on.
Great.
Right on.
So my good brother.
That, man. Well, y'all have truly set the bar for a joke, I tell you that.
That was big.
Oh, man.
I just got here.
This can humbly bow down to the two guest judges, Essentially Janice and Divine Demon, for starting the show off the right way. I mean, listen, do you know how hard it is to come behind that? You know how hard it is?
Oh, yeah, no, they came with it. They came with it, and y'all double dutch. So I'm just like, I said, okay. See, and the audience don't understand. See, y'all set the bar, set how high the bar is to start. You know, whether you got to have your shoes all the way on, all the way tied, and your socks pulled up. You know, all this. Okay?
My man.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good brother. We're going to get out the way, and we're going to let the sir bless the mic. So, sir, we're stepping back, and we want you to go ahead and get on down.
All right, well, this is a combination of sorts, all right? So they would call me Sir, not knowing my name. Stimulated mentally, It's like having a full body massage and now being asked to turn over. Connecting as all your fissures faint, hover, then fluctuate. Got me feeling like a champion breed with a bone that needs to be buried. What exactly do you do when you're not looking good? Touching through our mind, feeling your body move the way this takes you. Like the anticipation of the water filling your bath. Immersing in the bubbles, gathering around as you open up so naturally. Low pH caressing the way the water automatically responds. Feeding you the type of attention you've been missing. Let me be what's combining with yours, touching every part of you. Becoming the liquid sensation on the periodic table. Sir Lawrence.
Ooh-wee. Essentially Zionese.
I like that thing that your voice does at the end of each line. It's it's like it's a little melody. It's, I don't know. I can't describe it, but it's this thing your voice does at the end that I really like. It creates this flow. Awesome sensual piece. That's all I got. That's all I got. I'm smiling. I'm going to go with a 4 for you.
All right.
J. Rob, the wise son.
Listen, he has this octave in his voice when he's doing this piece, as the sister so eloquently said in her Janice tone. You dig that? That's a new metaphor. But the fact is, it sounded almost pimp-like, and I was digging that. And because it had that kind of an infliction in it, the way he did it, yeah. I'm going to give this a 5. I'm going to give this a 5.
Right
I'm
up,
digging
right
it that heavy. Van Meadows.
You know, Ceylon sound like a whole pimp daddy in his piece. I'm telling you right now. He was so cool and so calm when he spit this piece. Like,
that's what I said.
Listen. I could see him standing toe to toe with Sugar Bear, and I'm just talking
Huggy
about now who got the best line. Huggy Bear, yeah, who got the best lines? Who got the best lines? He said, and then he hit him with that line. Yeah, like she got this bone that needs to be buried, bruh.
Be buried. Come on now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going with a 5 for this piece myself, bro. I dug this, man. I dug this. Divine Deep.
Right.
Bro, when he said that line, he said it got me feeling like a full body massage and not being asked to turn over. I was thinking, that's a badass masseuse. I need her number right now.
Like, where her live?
Right.
Right, because she told.
Yeah.
She got some bad hands. I'm going to give it a 4.
Right on.
All right, Sir Lawrence. Good job, man. Good demand, man. Your lines, bro. I swear, man, I would pay for that, man. I would pay for that. Hey, my Huggy Bear.
Van.
Man, who got the best
Van.
Lines? I would pay for that, bro.
You got one dude on the left. You got one cat that's like, hey, baby, you haven't had any till you can talk to Lenny.
Right.
Then you got the other cat that's like, whoa, no, 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 daddy. It don't go that far unless you talking to Todd. And the other cat is
right.
Like, y'all talking too much Diamond Dim, baby. You need to slide over here and get you some of this gel.
Look. And then in the middle, in the middle of them two talking it out, George Jefferson coming at, what you talking about, you jive turkeys?
Wow.
Man. Hey,
no,
Sir Lawrence, man. Go ahead, bro.
It's all right. Hey, man. It's all right.
Hey, man. I love it, man. But we're going to get you on over there to get down dance floor, man, so you can go ahead and show them moves, man. And, hey, man, if Huggy Bear show up and y'all decide that y'all doing some lines, bruh, I'm stopping this show because I got to hear.
I need to.
And I'm gonna I'm gonna request some sand on the floor, okay? Because I need to be smooth.
Oh man. Bruh. Ladies and gentlemen, get over there in that dance floor with Sir Lawrence. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Brody. That cat smooth, bruh. Smooth, you hear me?
Trying to tell you. Brother make ice jealous. Come on now.
Right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we got Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey there, what's going on? Hey guys, what's going on, everybody?
Hey Lisa.
Well, hello Lisa.
What's happening?
Hello.
Laughing at these two, my goodness.
Yeah, J-Rob is a mess.
Mm. I ain't do nothing.
That's the problem. You always
want
to
do
Mario.
I just want equal time when it comes to people showing love.
Okay. Well, you got that.
I don't be asking for too much. I'm just saying. Because y'all know how the month started. The month started off so awful. Me and Van were almost not friends for 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh,
right.
A whole six or seven minutes.
Because, you know, I'm not going to say no names. These lips came in here and was like, Lord, Van. We, baby, Jesus. Nigga, is that you? And Van was like, hey, girl. Can I be your slave? I said, hey, Lisa. Hi, J-Rob.
I'm like, what the hell, man?
I had a good day at work.
Well, J-Rob.
But I digress.
If you weren't being such a Simon Cowell, you might be okay. Because Simon Cowell is of the lighter persuasion. I'm just saying.
Wow. Wow. That's what we doing. I'm gonna make sure you get melted ice cream for your birthday.
Hey, it's all right. Melted ice cream can do wonders in the right places. I'm just saying.
Oh my God!
I know how to use it.
This is gonna be sour.
Right.
It's gonna be sour milk and melted smiles when you get it.
See,
sir.
It's too late.
Let Lisa say you already said melted. Let her
ice cream.
Say you
it's
cold
okay.
ice cream. Please do not mind us, y'all.
J-Rob, will you usher her to the stage, please? You mind?
Michael.
Yes, I do not mind. Lisa Lips.
Yes, J-Rob.
No, don't be nice now. Get your ass over here. Van and those other two poets want to hear some poetry that you got, so I'm going to move out the way and you can talk to them. I'm going to just mute my mic. I'm gonna roll my. I'm not gonna do. I ain't going. I was gonna smooch your butt like a pimp, but you know, I know I don't have LSP, so I'm gonna slide over.
Listen to
cool.
that!
Cool.
Oh my god!
I got slapped like Chris Rock before Chris Rock got slapped. So I'm coming over here. Would you mind go on ahead and would you get on down? Don't hit me, Van. Stop. Get down.
All right, this piece is called 100 Days. On April 10th, 2015, I heard a statistic that was almost astounding. It said that 290 black men have died in police custody in that calendar year to date. 290 men in 100 days. The origins of 290 families gone in 100 days. I, as a black woman who loves my black men, can imagine how slave women felt when they sent their men out early in the mornings, not knowing if they would return. Because the truth is, every time one of our men steps out into the world, it's open season, and every cop has a license to shoot, and there's no bag limit, and nothing's off limits. You can go down at age 12 for being alone in the park with a water gun. Police sent in as courtesy can shoot and kill a 79-year-old man who was only 1 week home from heart surgery because they came in his back door uninvited, and he had the nerve to try and defend his own property. But if you are a criminal with alabaster skin, you can shoot to kill an entire theater, then rig your own home with explosives so that when the cops come for you, you kill them all. And yet, and still, you're led away in handcuffs. So don't tell me that the hue of my flesh doesn't matter. Because even a blind man can see that 290 black men dead in 100 days ain't no coincidence. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Whew, Divine Demon.
Oh, wow. I almost want to go backwards because she said I'm Lips and just been serviced. And I think I'm at the right filling station. Remember back in the day, it's called a filling station.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You get full service.
But full
anyway,
service.
Mm-hmm.
Full service. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. I love the title. I love the stats. And it almost feels like it was a research paper. And I love that whole concept. Love the history in it, the passion, the truisms. Every single line got me on the edge of my seat waiting for the next one. So it was a beautiful piece. I love the impact in it. I'm going to give her a 5.
My man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Essentially Zanis.
Sorry, I had to unmute. Oh, man. So, yeah, the setup with the title was everything. The line when you said that the origins of 290 families was affected. That just had me sitting here heavy and sobering and necessary, you know. All of these things that you were able to refer to that weigh so heavy on us, it made me think about how it's received by others who aren't affected by it, how it's just another day. So your clothing line was absolutely perfect. None of that was a coincidence. You know, this was such an impactful piece. I'm going with a 5 for you.
Thank you.
Van Meadows.
You know, one of the things about being a poet, being an artist, there are certain pieces, when you deliver them, you want to make us feel them. Your whole delivery, tone, and cadence, as you did this piece, drew me in, made me feel it. The title got me, but it was also the same line that Janice pulled out. That line almost brought me to tears. Because think of how many generations are affected because of those lives being taken.
Mm-hmm.
And how many generations will be missed because the children didn't get the opportunity to become men.
Exactly.
This was a powerful piece for me. I'm also giving it a 5.
Wow, thank you.
Wise son.
Yeah, you did this kind of stuff before. I'm kidding. The reason that this piece is so impactful, and if everyone would take a look at the event page, I posted something consisting of the lynching memorial of the Legacy Museum in Alabama. In this museum, there are over 1,100 people, names. If you take a look at it, the reason why it's called the Lynching Museum is because the names of the people are hanging from the ceiling, similar to people who were lynched.
Wow.
This museum sits on top of a hill. It used to have a tree where Black men, women, and children were hung and their necks were broken, and people used to have a picnic while looking up at these people being killed. You said it. There's a line that said, imagine the family's lost or something to that, or how many families are broken. If you take a look at this picture, I want you to imagine that line looking at those names in that picture. And how many names are on each of the bricks that are hanging? It goes on forever. And like Vance said, this is a powerful piece because it touches on a lot of different levels. But for the brothers and sisters that are listening, if you never knew of the lynching memorial at the Legacy Museum, take a look at what I posted in the event page, so you can appreciate her piece even more. I give this a 5. I give you a 2 for, you know, light skin privileges, but I got to give this piece a complete 5.
Thank you, J-Rod.
Van Meadows, what say you?
I went before you.
No. I don't mean what you say about the piece. I'm just saying what say you going forward.
Oh, yes, we're going to go ahead and move you on over to the Get Down dance floor, Miss Lips. Thank you for coming.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm not finished yet, but I want to thank you for coming and servicing us.
You're quite welcome.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Here we go.
One love, one mic,
girl. You know who loves you.
All right. Good job, man. Good job. I love this, man. The show is phenomenal tonight. Let's get to this next caller. Next on the mic, area code 562. Who do we have on the Get Down Poetry Idol this evening?
Oh, good evening. I am Complicated Passion.
No, it's not.
What's up, bro?
What's up? It's only one of me.
At least
it's only
you know,
one
that
you
I heard of.
Yeah. I'm just excited that you came through, bro. How you been, bro? You been all right?
Yeah, I've been doing good. I haven't been on this program for I don't even know how many years, but I'm glad to see that it's still active, you know. I went to Blog Talk and logged in and, like, see what's on tonight. Damn, Epiphany Radio, I'm going on. So thank you for letting me on the mic.
Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you for being here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Complicated Passions, Dynamite Poet, Dynamite Brother, man. Man, I'm excited.
Excellent.
I'm like a kid in a candy store right now.
All right.
Nice.
The Sensei Zani's nice. Divine Demon, please tell a Complicated Passion.
Hey, hello.
Good evening.
What's good, brother? It's been a while.
It's been, I'm like, I don't know, it's been a long time since I've been on, since One Positive Wave was on the radio. So,
wow.
That's been a while.
That's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, my good brother. Wait a minute. Man, is it your turn or mine?
No, it's your turn, bro.
Okay. Complicated Passion.
Yes, sir.
By any chance, would your piece happen to be locked and loaded?
I'm always loaded.
I can dig that.
All the time. All right.
Van Meadows, myself, Essentially Zanice, and Crystal Gifted, a.k.a. Divine Demon. We're going to take a step back. Let you step up to the microphone, good brother, and would you do us the honor? Go ahead and get on down.
She needed a bedtime story. It was more than wine and candles she would hunger for. I thought for a moment how passionate this was going to be, and then she whispered, "Read to me." She left a hint on the nightstand. I knew she had been reading. Little did she know, I was reading too. I took book in hand. Just before I opened it, I recited a line. "I'm going to love you like a blind man would do." She smiled. I smiled too, then whispered, "I will surrender my soul to you." She said, "Turn to page 62. Now she knows I would read her because it felt good discovering myself. True story, this past forgotten, these ancient memories feeding my soul. I wanted more, and she was giving. Invited me like home, she shared her emotions, leaving echoes on wall paintings. I spoke her name. She's Dark Girl Magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into, thinking this what makes me. She was there to dare. I needed, I had to. She spoke her mind, and I don't mind, the inner beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger. After all, she's temptation. If only she knew my emotions. Dark girl, I'll be loving you with all of my senses. Not just the 5-day mention, my 360 coming in dimensions, encompassing this reality. If I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheets do. Take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you. You sing into me and I come alive. The fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul and I feel you like music. You see, she was a love poem and didn't know it. So I began to write her down, my understanding she needed to feel this way. Her private time would be me tasting her emotions, those hidden thoughts, knowing she needed my affection. I could never say no to doing it again. So I slept with poetry last night. Caressed her surrender like a dream came true. Had my emotions taken by pleasure to have her affectionately whispering, "Samuel Rain, you a freak." She would take me deep. I had intentions of never letting go. Her wordplay was my submission. No options given. I only needed my pen to go all in. One word, next line, scripting this dope rhyme, you see. I slept with poetry last night because she made love to my mind. I am Complicated Passions, the voice behind this pen. Thank you.
Bruh.
Yo. Yo. Bruh. What? What?
Bruh.
Yo. Come on.
First of all, when my brother said, if we were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheets do, bruh.
That part.
Mic drop. Mm-hmm. From one Aries to another Aries, bro. Happy birthday to you coming up in a few days. And
happy birthday to you too. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, bro.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hey man, this piece was everything, man. It's so good to hear you doing your work, man, again. Because, bro, you know, I'm a fan, and I dug this piece. And bro, you already know why, son.
Thank you.
Bro, that line. Oh, my God. I was like, did he just? Nah. Again, there are times when I'm listening to poets spit. Someone's going to say a line that I look back and I'm like, damn, I wish I wrote that. And that was that line. Whew, Mickey Van, you and I ride the same wave on this one. That was outstanding. This was.
Yeah, that was a line for me, bro.
This brother is for real with it. How come you wasn't here earlier in the month? Like, oh, my God, that piece was hot. That piece was
really good. I'd be on the road, so I was in the DMV for a couple of weeks, and then just getting in and just writing and all the other things that I do, and just happy to be on. You know, I haven't been on Blog Talk in a while, so I'm glad that this was the first Blog Talk show that I came back to.
Hey, we're the blessed ones as well, so thank you, good brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for bringing such an outstanding piece.
All right.
Demon.
A few lines stood out to me. Of course, the one with the inhale in the sheets, but when he said she was a love poem and didn't know it, that was profound. And when he said, I slept with poetry last night, that was a gangster line, straight gangster. And then, of course, the twist at the end was immaculate. Beautiful, beautiful piece, majestically written. Mm. So we're not actually doing the judging on this, right?
No.
No, man or general. Oh. Okay, got you. Okay. But it was, I'll call it a masterpiece.
That's why I was like, I wish he was here earlier in the month. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
I can only imagine what would have came, what he would have blessed us with.
Right.
To stack up the points.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm hoping Johnny's brother does come back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
Hello?
No.
Let
her get her commentary out of there.
No, I just had a request. Can you run back that line where something about leaving echoes on wallpaper?
Oh, yeah. She's Dark Girl Magic. Yeah, that poem. Wow. Fancy got me all flattered here. So let me see. You mind if I just start from that part and then go and finish it? Because it's just a little short snippet.
Please do.
Okay. She's Dark Girl Magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into thinking this would make me. She was that dare I needed, I had to. She spoke her mind, and I don't mind the inner beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger after all she's temptation. If only she knew my emotions. Oh, that comes before that. I apologize. So I'm thinking, you know, it's got so much in my head right now. I do apologize, but leaving echoes on the wall paintings, I spoke her name. She's Dark Girl Magic. That's it right there.
Mm. Man.
That was where I was like, oh my God. Mm. Got a new, I'm a new fan.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Appreciate that. that so much. Thank you.
Hell, I'm holding hands with her. I'm a new fan too. I'm a new fan too.
My brother. Hey, man. Complicated passions, man. You know you are never a stranger here. You're always welcome on Epiphany Radio. So, my brother, you come back as often as you like, whenever you like.
It's been a while, and I'm sure I will. And I haven't spoken to Pharrell in a minute, but I hope all is well. And I still got his number in my phone, so he ain't called me, so I'm going to call him. Just to see.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Reach out to that brother.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. So, because sometimes he try to be complicated passions too, but, you know, I have to.
You gotta get on him, bro.
This is one of me today. Yeah.
You gotta get on him, bro.
Yeah. So I do thank y'all for letting me share this much time with your mic. You know, I do appreciate it.
Nah, man, we're humbled and honored, man, that you decided to bless us tonight. So thank you.
Yeah. All right.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, that is Complicated Passions. One love, one mic, bro.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. That brother came through here and laid that fire down.
Bruh, I could only imagine if he started out these other shows with us. We may have had to, like, scale this on a 1 to 10 basis because that cat brought a... He brought a ladder with his. It was like, I'm going to just put this up here on the first floor. Y'all can come get it.
Right. All right. Let's keep it going, man. Next up on the mic, we've got area code 302. Welcome to the Get Down Poetry Idol. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
What's good? It's Anonymity. How y'all doing?
My bro.
Welcome back, bro.
Good, man. Welcome back.
Yo, I gotta say, if I may, that last piece. Wow, I gotta connect on Facebook. That was fire. I was instant fan, and all the poets for it. So I'm enjoying the show.
Agreed.
Yeah. Absolutely, we are too, man. But listen, we ready to enjoy you, bro. We ready to enjoy you. So you ready to get on down, man, and rock this party or what, man?
Yeah, man. Listen, I'ma bring some. I think it's appropriate. It's it's a little erotic flavor, but I think it fits the bill. So I'm gonna try to do my thing tonight.
All right, bro. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. In my mind, I thought of her 1,000 times. Her scent as it lingers upon my lips, her taste still embedded into my tongue, clothes stored amongst the secrets stashed in the most sacred of places, locked away in a vault full of passion, too precious to be defiled by any other memory. She is my muse, a pause in time, one moment of solitude now remembered as part fantasy, part reality, but all desire. How I wish for once more to explore dusk to dawn in her paradise, taking in the ambiance of her nature, sip from the fountains of her arousal, while feasting upon the delicacy of forbidden fruit, allowing for my tongue to taste the passion dripping from her most sacred place. Oh, how she entices me. I remember my fingertips caressing upon her flesh, scribing the most beautiful of haikus upon her skin, every touch infused with pleasure, every impression worthy of exaltation, glorified in all of its splendor as if I'd recreated the goddess of Venus as an X-rated emulation of beauty, balanced between the chronicles of love and lust, now residing in the mist of one of the most exotic places found within the depths of my imagination. I can remember writing poems for her that night. Hieroglyphic scriptures translated in our body's language, describing a forbidden chapter of Kama Sutra from the inspiration found while I was lost within the warmth of her touch. We painted pictures of our illustrations into the bedsheets, depicting images of erotic pictures formed as two worlds colliding, describing a tragedy of self-destruction centered around a temporary illusion that maybe, just maybe, we were meant to be. But lust have no fury over emotion, as I branded the tattooed signature of my hands, my lips, my tongue, this, imprinted across the sensitivity of her clitoris, etching my name within the crevices of her desires. I remember satisfaction raining down on me from body quakes pushing ocean waves, listening as the baritone groans warned of the storm soon to come, for forming a tsunami drenched the full circumference of my anatomy within her floodwaters. It foreshadowed the emotion monotones which allowed for purple rain to soak the bed sheets. We dirty danced to multiple remixes of scandalous, serenading us for hours, repeatedly climbing in pure ecstasy while she rode upon my erection like the pen strokes composing the taboo thoughts of Zane. Every highlight was captured in red. Together we held time captive for a few stolen moments just so our bodies could meet, greet, and we could speak in the language of our native tongues, ignoring the sirens welling because this chemistry would only produce heartache. Oh, how I reminisce of her still, my body longing for its equal. I lament for the time we've spent together, knowing how it finally feels to embrace its soulmate through the touch of a woman who bears no name to me. I wonder if she thinks about me too, if she still holds on to the precious memories that lied to us for one night, bookmarked in her diary of secrets, subtitled as a lesson in lust that should have been great, but gone too soon, as love could never prosper. I wonder if she resents the morning now as much as I do, if the alarms from our time together awakens her with regret from the loss of having experienced something so beautiful that will never be felt again. Do I ever cross her mind? And if I do, is she too left longing to spend just one more night captive within the embrace of a stranger who knew her so well? See, I wonder if I just may ever encounter my paradise again. And peace.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ooh. Okay, before anyone says anything, I gotta tell you. A fellow poet, and I will not say names because that's not necessary, but a fellow poet lady hit me back channel and she said, well, goddamn, I'm really in love with him. The piece is major. The piece was major, and the piece was fire. So you said it. She enjoyed it. As your brother, I got to tell you, this piece was really fucking good. This piece was really
much respect.
Good.
I appreciate it.
I can't front. I mean, I feel some kind of way about a lot of erotica, but I can't front when it come through the way you just put it down, bro. I got to give you your props and be like, goddamn. Okay. So sometimes it's okay for Reggie Jackson to keep picking up the bat and hitting home runs. This was dope. This was absolutely dope. And if I was grading this, I'd have gave this a 5 times 5. This was dope.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Humble.
Van Meadows.
Well, I agree this is a dope piece. I agree. I don't have any problem with saying that it's a dope piece as an erotic piece. I loved it, every ounce of it. But I got to play Simon Cowell because your first piece was erotic. So I'm going to have to give this a 4. Shut up, Playwright. Shut up.
I'm sorry. Yo, we're not supposed to hear me clutching my pearls. Yo, we're supposed to hear that. My bad.
Yeah, I was speechless for a while, so thank you for putting me like midway. That was like, I was blown away. It felt like a classical romantic piece, sensual. I didn't even, I don't know, I'm at a loss for words. Yeah, I'm at a loss of words. That was amazing.
Come on, get it together.
I'm going
get
for
together,
five. I'm going for
together.
Five. No, no, I cannot. I'm just going to hit playback probably as soon as it's up. I am blown away. I'm like my fellow poetess, who shall not be named. But, yeah, this was amazing. I'm going with a five. This is beautiful.
Much respect. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Divine David.
All right. Anonymity. At first, I don't want to say your name because I want to mess it up, but not only can I say it, now I can spell it. I like the line when he said, I keep her close to my secret stash. That was a dynamic line. Dust to Dawn and Her Paradise, Chronicles of Love and Love and Lust. I mean, Love and Lust. As he was going into from the middle to the end, I was thinking, I'm going to go old school. He didn't reach down. He reached down. He reached down to the bottom of the inkwell, used 10 platinum pens, wrote on the cloud so the angels could read it. That was like the Ten Commandments of poetry, real talk.
Respect. Wow. Thank
you.
You're
welcome, man.
Well, thank you. Thank
right.
You.
Let
thank
me
you.
Just
That's
say.
No, man.
Let
thank you.
Let me just say. If I could combine Complicated Passion and Anonymity's pieces together to make an extended long piece of poetry, this would be one incredibly awesome piece.
Yeah.
Because both of them stand on their own like what? But when you put them together, it's like, okay, y'all gonna need to back up for. Did you just moan?
Listen, I'm gonna mute myself. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm gonna hit mute. I had this problem the last time. I'm gonna hit mute.
Hey. I thought I moaned by mistake. I was like, my bad. Yo, was supposed
hey.
To hit that.
Question. Divine Demon, what was your score for this piece? I'm sorry, bro.
A strong five. Like J-Rap said, we need to make it a 1 to 10 scale because that deserves like a 8.99999, but I gave it a strong five.
Oh,
right.
Thank you.
All right.
No problem,
all right. So we are getting ready to announce the winner. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We're going to have a quick song. And depending on how long we deliberate based off of these scores, I might just cut the song off. So my brother, stick around. Don't you go nowhere. The other listeners and callers, don't go nowhere. The voting is now locked. So please enjoy the song while the judges deliberate. And brother, get out there on that dance floor, man, and stick around.
I'm dancing. I'm here. Respect.
Get it, don't be timid when you in it, plot it. Love a bone, live alone, need it. I guess that's why you like it, baby. Come and give it. Take the love, do it, sign me, baby. Give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby. Get the right guy. You texting me, you know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't just fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding sky high. Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight. And now I'm okay with being nasty. Too fucking hot for all these balls. My body dripping, boy, but you gon' have to pay. But when you get it, lick it like a candy cane. Keep your eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you in it, fly. Love a bone, live alone, need it. Say, I don't want no tears, baby, say it like you need it. Go on, spicy, baby, jump up on it. That's why you like it, baby. Come and get this. Take the love, do it, sign me, baby. Give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby.
you in a tie. Love a bum, never long needed. Take the love, do it, sign me, baby. Give it all you got. I'm a sub boogie, baby. Get the right spot.
All right, all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. The judges have deliberated. We do have a winner. But before we announce the winners, to the judges, we want to thank you so much for being a part of this dynamic show, that we do not want you to leave the show empty-handed. So, with that being said, for the month of May, each of you will get to pick a Get Down show that you will host and choose a theme or topic for that show. Just let us know which one it's going to be, and we're going to rock out with it. So pick a Thursday in May, whichever one you want, get back to us, and it's on and popping.
All right.
Amazing. Appreciate that.
Now. In third place, Amelia T. Davis. In second place, Miss Lips. J. Rob, the wise son, would you please announce the winner of the Get Down Poetry Idol?
My honor. Envelope, please. The winner of the Poetry Get Down is none other than the poet Anonymity.
Anonymity the poet. Congratulations. Let's bring her back to the stage. Congratulations, bro. You are the winner of the Get Down Poetry Idol, man. Listen, man, how does it feel, bro? How does it feel?
Listen, I think about when I called back in a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even know about a competition, anything, and I had been away from poetry, and be able to step in, and you know, I when I made it last week, I said there's no way I'm not going to make it to the last, so I made sure, you know, I did everything I had to do to get out early to be here, ready to go. It's just poetry is my passion, and I've been away from her for so long. So to be sitting here tonight after hearing such dope poetry inspired, my pen just, it won't stop. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be at the right place at the right time. And, you know, I think every poet on here, I mean, I'm such fans. I mean, so many names to connect with, that just to be in this place, I look forward to writing, potentially collaborating with anybody that's listening. Let's connect. Let's make it happen. Yeah, man, I'm just in awe.
Congratulations,
judges,
good brother.
Anything?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Judges, do you have anything for the brother?
Listen, I'm so glad that the universe aligned in this way. Hearing that you've been away from writing and came back with so much fire, like, that was meant to be, you know. So glad that I got to hear you, and congrats.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm going to,
brother.
Yeah, I was just going to say congrats as well, bro. Amazing finish. As they say, you brought it home today. You almost preached the sermon with that piece poetically. So that was smooth, man.
Respect.
It was just, yeah, you, as they say in the old days, you're a monster with that pen. So I'm glad that just that I was able to hear you 4 weeks straight. And we are practicing your name correctly, so I'm glad we all get a chance to partake in that.
Yes. Most people don't.
Absolutely.
Get that. Yeah, kudos on that. You know what I'm
saying? Well, brother J-Rob and myself, we look forward to being your co-hosts for the next 4 weeks. And we're excited, bro. We're excited to see what kind of flavor you're going to bring. We know your pen is hot, and we are just honored and looking forward to having you with us as we steer the month of April, which also happens to be National Poetry Month. So what an honor, bro. What an honor.
Yeah.
Bro, man.
Right, it does start tomorrow.
So it does, it does. So what we will do is we will get together and we will work behind the scenes. But the creative process is all you, bro. It's all you. So,
okay. But
we're going to be here with you. We're going to talk behind the scenes, the logistics of everything, just so that we can
okay.
get together, man, and make sure that, you know, everything is going smooth. And, man, I'm just excited, man. And once again, congratulations and welcome to the Get Down.
And thank you. Look, I look forward to
yeah.
working with
what he said.
Uh huh.
So now you can go ahead and do your Disney World speech, bro.
Okay. So, but yeah, I just want to thank everybody that for giving me the opportunity. Look, to all adult poets, all I'm gonna say, don't make the mistakes I did. Keep writing. I had a passion. There's some dope pieces out there. Just to be able to have an opportunity to be here with what I heard over the past couple of weeks. I hope to connect. I look forward to the month of April, right? National Poetry Month. We're going to go 30 hard. And I just look forward to the connection, and let's make it happen, and let's see what we can do and get the creative minds thinking. I just, you know, excited to work with such a talented group and see what I'm able to, you know, add to such greatness. So let's make it happen. Let's go.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, and one thing can be certain, y'all. I hope the brother puts in like in one of the shows, like a collab show. So the three of us, can you imagine him me in a collab piece? This is going to be
fun. The world is ready.
This is going to be fun. All right, brother, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. Somebody done bought out some leftover champagne from Let's Talk About It. What is y'all doing? Oh, we celebrating. We celebrating? Okay, all right. I'll allow it. We'll celebrate. All right, I'll allow it this time. Okay. Go on over there, man. Get you a glass of that bubbly. And enjoy the celebration, man. And the real work begins in the next few days, man, so we can go ahead and iron out your first show.
Let's go. Glasses up. I'll catch up with y'all. Look forward to talking. Peace.
Absolutely.
Hit us in the inbox, brother, so we can get your contact.
Definitely.
For sure.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man. I'm so excited, man. I am so excited. We do have a contestant that would like to do his piece. I mean, he's missed the judging round, but Mr. Automatic Charismatic, what you got for us, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
you
bro, how
are
you?
Mind.
What's up, bro?
I said I was got my mind on you.
Oh,
you know, man, I bring my poem. No.
All right, bro. Let's go ahead and get at it, bro. Go ahead and get on down.
I am going to call this poem A Beautiful Rose. A rose is still a rose. Sometimes the rose is going through the wind. Sometimes the afflictions, they never end. She's still that rose. She's still that fire. And she's still I'm so sorry, but well, let me go ahead and make the connection. How beautiful rose come together. How we love like one another. A beautiful rose, she had that addiction, but she needed help. She takes herself to get help. from a long affliction of nightmares that she has been into. Seems like the alarm was ringing, and I was thinking, what time is it? The time to review what a beautiful rose has been through. So sorry, beautiful rose. I'll be by your side. I love you 24/7. You see, I know that smile that comes right in my direction. Yes, you've been addicted to so many things. In my eyes, you're still a queen. You don't have to fight this alone. My love for you, I will never postpone. A rose is still a rose. As beautiful as everything goes. I know that it's been kind of hard. I know that your addiction has covered everything that hurts you. But look up in the sky. Look with love and admiration. I'm here for you, baby. This is our fight. So when I look at the troubles that we unite, you don't have to fight this by yourself. Remember, I am your man. I am the man that has you in my plans. One day be my wife. But I guess the addiction is a fight right now. They say it's hard to get off drugs. They say it's so hard. But it's a rose, it's still a rose. She bloomed from a garden. She once has a smile. See, a rose can't be left to deny. A rose is still a rose. As my queen, as my love, as my everything, you will always be my rose. Forever. This automatic charismatic delivery Lynch. 10 kids in the morning.
Wow. Divine demon.
I'm going to highlight just the fact of how he that was straight freestyle, right, bro? Automatic.
Yes. Him? Yes.
I said that was straight freestyle, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to highlight the fact of how you can write something in your head that long without writing nothing on paper. That is amazing. I mean, I can write something in my head, but it has to go to the paper. And it's going to, if I write a man, it's going to be like 2 or 3 lines, and that's it. I can't write that long, that deep, and make a story without putting nothing down on paper. So that talent is amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why, son?
I'm overly impressed because as a cat who likes to do freestyle, I am impressed when other cats can do freestyle and stay on subject and keep their breath. And you have a way of doing this by which people can't tell that you're inhaling. People can't tell what you're doing with this except that you're just pretty much cutting air and doing this piece. I love freestyle and love when it's done right, and I like when it makes sense. And this captured what I dig about freestyle. I love it, bro. Salute to you.
Thank you.
Essentially,
Van Meadows. Sorry. Janice?
I love hearing variations on A Rose Is Still a Rose. And hearing about, first of all, you personify that rose. And through those struggles, you were there to support. I just love the story that you told there. That was beautifully done. Thank you. Thanks for coming through and sharing that.
Thank you.
Van Meadows.
Automatic, automatic. this was a deep, heart wrenching piece. You covered a lot of things. Addiction, the fact that no matter what the addiction is, she's still a rose, and you love that rose. You created that whole story in that piece, and I agree with J-Rob, bro, to keep that commitment in the freestyle to the piece. I believe you had a distraction, but you managed to just keep on going. And I was just like, bro, whoa, this was heart wrenching, like, really, like, where are my box of tissues? But I love the piece, love what you did with it. Excellent work, bro.
I hope that this poem inspires somebody. You know, if you have a loved one, I'm gonna say it like this: if you love somebody and they have an addiction, and there are probably people that gave up on that person, are you going to add yourself to the people that gave up on that person?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be the one to inspire that person? And sometimes people are in your life for you to be the light of change.
Mm.
And I'm going to leave it at
that. Wow.
Everybody that
all
comes
right,
to you, yeah. So I'll leave that right there.
You just keep going, bro. We appreciate your work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And,
all day, every day.
And so stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, bro.
You got hey, I got a song for you, J-Rob.
Talk to me.
Michael Jackson, Day and Night.
All right. And I got something on the go-go side for you, a little Chuck Brown and Dougie Fresh off the new album.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Well, if you want to like this.
All right, bro. One love, right. One mic, broski.
One love, one mic.
Room.
East Coast go, brother. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, what a dynamite night. Oh, man. Thank y'all for making this show everything. We're going to start with last words. We're going to start with our judges. Essentially, Janice, you first.
Always a pleasure to hang out with you two. You keep it exciting. You keep it fresh. You keep it fun. I love being here. It was a pleasure meeting. I feel like we met before, Divine Demon. Maybe, I don't know. I feel like I guest hosted on maybe the Love Zone and we got to chat back then, but it was a pleasure working with you as well and sharing thoughts, and hopefully we can do this again.
All
right. I'm going to echo your sentiments. I'm blessed as well. Blessed to hear your pieces. Blessed to be on a panel, honored to be picked as a judge. Met some new people, heard some new poets that I haven't heard in a while. But it, all in all, it was a privilege to be here that I don't take lightly. Like I said, I learned a lot. I feel like I actually got stronger by just listening to some of the great poets that came through. And none of the judging was easy for anyone. So I mean, any of us. So it was. I'm glad to be part of that process. Can you, before we go, Ben, can you repeat again, if we have time, repeat what the prizes were for the judges as well as the winner, if we have enough time for that before a blog talk.
Absolutely, yeah, we definitely got time. So the guest judges receive for the month of May any Thursday night get down show that they would like to host, the creative process and everything. And J-Rob and myself will be co-hosts for that show. And the winner of the Get Down Poetry Idol has won for the month of April to host all four shows in the month of April for the Get Down. and we will be co-hosts for that person. The creative process is theirs. They pick the topics and the theme for the show. And I'm just so excited to be able to be a part of something like this where we truly give creative control of the show to you, the poets. So this was exciting and exceptional. Thank you, Divine Demon. Appreciate it.
Welcome back.
Sachi Janice, thank you as well. But, J-Rob, the wise son.
Fantastic shows. Thank you for everyone who participated. Thank you for everyone who shared poetry. Thank you for everyone who brought poetry, who didn't have their poetry judged. Thank you for those who came through in the bottom of the ninth inning and let us know that your pen stays dipped in poetry. Thank you, Essentially Janice. Thank you, Divine Demon. I deeply appreciate both of you for allowing us a small space in your time slot in this busy thing called life and blessing us with your talent and your time and having some fun along the way with me and Van as we go on ahead and get on down. I really appreciate you both. Van Meadows, it goes without question to tell you how much I love you, bro. Can't do this show without you, bro. We got a long way to go, and we've done a whole lot of great things, and this is just another sprinkle on a gigantic ice cream cone that we keep feeding people on a weekly basis, and I wouldn't have it any other way as we do what we do when we do what we do. Salute to you, King, and I love you, bro.
Salute to you, too, bro. I love you as well. And Sensei Janice, thank you for lending your poetic talents, your ability to judge, just your presence to be here. I don't take your time lightly, and I appreciate you for carving out your schedule to make sure that you are available for the Get Down and for Epiphany Radio. So thank you for that. Divine Demon. Same for you, bro. You carved out time for you to be here as well. And no, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you for giving all your fives the first couple weeks. You know, that was great. but it was phenomenal, man. I appreciate you being real with the poets, man. And it, you know, when we do shows like this, it never surprises me that the poets always are ready to raise the bar to a whole different level.
Indeed.
J-Rob, the wise son, I love you too, bro. I appreciate you. You know, when we come up with these kinds of shows, man, it's never, there is never an ego thing with me and J-Rob. It's always about, well, what about the poets? We always have you in mind. We always create these shows with you in mind. Because we could sit here and we would just have just a two-hour show with just me and him if it weren't for you guys being here. So, wise son, I appreciate you, bro. I love you, and I'm thankful to do this show with you, bro.
Absolutely.
To the winner, I am looking forward to working with you, to opening up to your level of creativity as we go forward for the next 4 weeks of Poetry Month. It's going to be dynamic. It's going to be history, and I'm excited, and I cannot wait. To the other poets, callers, listeners, man, listen, you guys are amazing. Without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. Yes, we're on the Get Down, but we are Epiphany Radio, and we are thankful that you find time in your busy schedule to come hang out with us 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, and your commitment, your dedication to your craft, to your artistry. And just stepping up when it's time to step up, man. You guys are some phenomenal poets, and I'm just honored and humble to be in your presence, to be a part of your group. You know, I'm like that kid that stands outside, like, hey, you gonna let me in? Let me in. Come on, can I get in, God? Come on, please, let me in, God. Let me in. So, thank you for allowing me in, and we love you. To our CEO, thank you for giving us creative control to be able to have these shows for the poets. And it's therapy, y'all. and I love what we do. I wouldn't change it for the world. So let me give you all the Epiphany lineup. There won't be a show tomorrow. However, Saturday night is supposed to be Poetic Therapy, but y'all stay tuned because there's some technical difficulties going on with that show. But Sunday night, y'all, we got the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be one of Mojave's great shows, whether it be War Council, Honey Dripper, Fly Speak, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. Mojave's got something in tune for you, so make sure you tune in. And then join us on Wednesday night for the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And we'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of The Get Down with yours truly, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. And I believe, oh, man, I believe we have another poet who wants to give their input tonight. Hello, poet. I know who you are. Do you know who you are?
You know what? I swear I didn't press no button. I would not do that when y'all was closing out. I would not do that. That's not how I roll, I promise.
It's all right, Gwen.
Uh-huh.
We love you anyways.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you, Van. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you, Van. Thank you. I'm a selfish fan, so thank you for doing what you just did, Van. Hello, Gwen.
Absolutely. That's it. You hear it now. You might as well talk to everybody. Might as well talk to everybody.
Hi, beautiful people. Hey.
Hello, Quincy. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, within a sound of my voice, the voice you're about to listen to after I shut the hell up is one exceptionally dynamic poet in her own right. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and fans in those small corners, even our enemies, I present to some and introduce to others. Quincy.
Well, damn. Y'all know that's just wrong. I'm going to fight you for real. I'm coming to Brooklyn. I'm coming tomorrow, okay? I am coming back up there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, fine. It's all good. What kind of poet ain't ready, right?
Come on,
that's
now.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Not sure how I feel about this, but it's short. And since you're on the spot, I'll do this one. I don't know the name of it. I think the name of it might be Entangled. That's what it says. No, it's not for real, but okay, thank you. We never slow danced wine. We got gin, got drunk. We never watched sunset. We lay beside each other at sunrise. We never fell in love. We fell in love. Our souls happy fries. We never dipped, we created. We never turned page, we was between the lines. We never inked, but we dried. We dived in, jumped head first, which means we wasn't grounded. We never been grounded, but damn, we seemed to be punished. We never turned on the lights, we lit each other up. Set the stage, his tone, my sound, but we never opened. We never bloomed, we planted shit. We never officially started, and for damn show, we never quit. We never worked, we played ourselves to tango, entangled, stretched and twisted, puzzled, we fit. That's it, y'all. Put me on the spot no more, J-Rob.
That wasn't even me. That wasn't even me, although I'm very happy he did it. But that wasn't even me. That wasn't even me.
I got a one press, hand raised. I promise, I didn't just open her mic.
That's the poetry, guys. I wouldn't do that to y'all when y'all was closing out. That's unprofessional.
See, she gets it.
She gets it. She gets it. And we love you for it. We love you for it.
I appreciate y'all. I really do. I enjoyed y'all's show. It was fun. Oh, my God, I fell in love. So now y'all know that was me. I'm falling in love with poets tonight.
See, I ain't say no name.
Wait a minute. Do I know him? Have I heard him before? Because I'm in love.
See, absolutely. I love it. I love it. All right, Gwency, thank you so much, darling, for that dynamite. As always, you too. So, I'm so glad she pressed one. or blocked
I'm so glad you,
whichever.
I'm glad you pressed one for her. I love that.
I didn't do that. I promise. I would never do that. I don't believe in open
man.
Up mics.
It's okay.
Until somebody
it's
presses
okay,
one.
It's okay. So, it's okay, man.
But.
It's okay.
But. As Russell Simmons would say, God bless. Good night. Love y'all. One love, one mic. Remember always to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace.